This is Dr. Rohini Raghupathy dictating office visit on Mary Dwarfs sick. Patient's last name DWORAZCZYK. First name Mary, date of birth 12/2/56, date of visit 12/26/23. This is a 66-year-old pleasant Polish woman here with chief complaint of seeing some boils in her perianal area for 1 week. She says there was some discharge from it last week and thinks it was blood-stained, period. Then she noticed some history pressing illness. Patient states that she noticed that she had some boils on the perianal area, and she noticed some blood-stained discharge, period. She also has noticed some lump beside it, and slightly painful to touch, period. Cannot recall any insect bite, period. Past medical history, significant for depression and hypercholesterolemia and some arthritis. She thinks the arthritis is mainly in her left hip. On exam, patient is weighed in at 167 pounds, blood pressure is 120 over 80, pulse 69 per minute, pulse ox 96%, temperature 96.3, BMI 30, non-smoker, non-drinker, no drug use. She's allergic to penicillin and Lipitor, period. On examination, head nomocephalic, lungs are clear to auscultation, no gallop, no wheezing or ronchi or rolls, CV cardiovascular, heart S1 and S2 with regular sensorum, abdomen is soft, not tender, bowel sounds normal. Perianal area exam and rectal exam. There's a blister that has actually healed. The skin is slightly lighter in color where the blister was. There is a firm lesion felt in the perianal area. So I did do a rectal exam and did not reveal any tenderness or lumps inside the rectum, period. Examination of both groin did not reveal any lymph nodes. Assessment, insect bite, a plan. And then other diagnoses include history of depression, history of hypercholesterolemia, plan. Prescription was given for doxycycline, 100 milligrams, dispense 20, 1 PO twice a day for 10 days. I did also recommend some warm compress twice a day in the perianal area, especially where she feels the lump. She also mentioned to me that she's never had a colonoscopy. And she is willing to have one now. Apparently, her husband sees Dr. Pham, and hence, well, I did do a referral to Dr. Pham for screening colonoscopy. She will return to the office in 2 months for routine follow-up, or sooner if she has problems.